Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on CSN, as always, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. You can visit PenFed.org for more details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep.
Bish is on vacation this week in Colorado. He'll be back next Monday. Be back for the summer dress party, which is coming up in less than 2 weeks. Put it down on your calendar. August 26th, we're at Whitlow's on Wilson. 4 o'clock is when it kicks off. Whitlow's offers something for everyone. The rooftop tiki bar. That's where we'll be hanging out. Half-price burgers, Sunday brunch. You get more details at thefandc.com/summer. All right, kind of a change of gears here on the show. Something we don't do that often, but something that Cakes is very interested in is Homeland Security. And a couple weeks ago, we had the discussion about the expense that most parents are spending now on summer camps. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned one of my buddies sending his daughter to a Homeland Security camp. Then Cake started looking it up, and it became this whole big thing. And somewhere along the lines, our next guest, Patrick Lechleitner, PJ, who's a special agent in charge of HSI, Homeland Security Investigations in D.C., he heard about it, and he contacted us to come on the show. And we're like, we're all about it.
Welcome in.
Homeland Security guy. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, like real important person, suit and tie, like real professional in with us.
Yeah. He brought us books.
Yeah, very cool. Tell us about the book. This came out a few years ago.
Yeah, it came out a few years ago. That's Operation Shakespeare. It was an operation I was involved with when I was actually a working agent. No, you know, not a bureaucrat like I am now.
Right.
It's a pretty neat operation that we targeted some Iranian arms dealers.
Oh, very cool. That's
when's
right
the last time you targeted an Iranian arms dealer?
Never. Not going to happen.
Maybe when we played Splinter Cell.
Right.
With Sam Fisher.
Is it anything
many, many
like
moons ago?
War Dogs? Did you see the movie War Dogs with Jonah Hill? They were arms dealers, right? International arms dealers?
They were, yes.
Yes, yeah, a little similar, like Lord of War, like that kind of stuff.
So I know Cakes has always said, and it always baffles me that you want to know all of these things, but
he wants to know the threat matrix.
He wants to
right?
see the threat matrix in the morning. He wants to know all of the details.
I mean, I want to fly a drone at some point. I know that's like overstepping my bounds. I won't ever be able to do that.
You right. fly but my son's drone.
Maybe. Yeah. No. I'm not talking about your son's drone that you bought at 7-Eleven. I'm talking about like a multi-million-dollar piece of equipment.
Hey, I bought a nice one at Micro Center.
Right.
So that'd be cool to fly.
Have you ever seen these? Is this something that you're about? Do you see these sort of threat matrices that Cakes is always talking about with all of the various things like the governor has to look at every
right,
day?
It comes across like the president's table in the Oval
right.
Office.
Right. Is it horrifying, all of the threats that are potentially out there that the average American has no idea about?
There's threats
terrifying?
Everywhere. No, it's not terrifying. There's threats everywhere. You know, what we're involved with is risk mitigation. And, you know, you can't live your life like totally afraid all the time.
You can't?
No.
I shouldn't be doing a pretty good job.
I kind of do that. I think I've got it covered at this point.
But we've, you know, in this country, we have a great system with the state and locals are the prime police and, you know, entities. They do a phenomenal job across the country. And then on the federal side, we have some of the most robust enforcement authorities on the planet. And we're, you know, I don't want to toot our horn from Homeland Security Investigations, but we have some of the best stuff going. And with our federal, state, and local partners, we're out there watching. Listen, you're never going to be able to control everything, but
right.
You know, I wouldn't worry too much.
How much does the threat sort of, I guess Cakes always calls it a threat matrix. How often does that change sort of from day to day? Are there constant little tweaks, or is it generally the same threats that we're facing?
Oh, it's constant tweaks. Yeah, it's constant tweaks. We're always, that's part of the thing. You got to be vigilant. You never know what's going to pop up, what's going to happen. I mean, you know, you got these crazy people doing things all the time, and the one-offs aren't the things you're worried about, you know. You're worried about the more systemic vulnerabilities, and that's kind of what we try and target at the federal
level. Now, do you guys have anything to do with, like, the nonsense that was going on in Charlottesville? Like, are you guys aware of that kind of thing? Like, this is going to happen?
Right, like domestic terrorism, lone wolves that are being...
I mean, I don't know if that's considered terrorism, but you have these psycho-racist people that are going to be protesting, and they're going to be counter-protesters, and this could become an incident. Is that something that you guys are on top of?
Yeah, we're collectively on top of that. You know, I can't go into any specifics on that particular topic, obviously, because that's law enforcement sensitive. But that is stuff that we do. We track that, make sure we watch things. Primarily for that kind of stuff with domestic terrorism as it relates to the investigation, that would be outside of my shop. That would be more of FBI kind of stuff.
Do you feel like, Cakes, that if you go to the mall, you should always face outwards if you're at a food court?
Well, he just said it like a minute ago. He's always staying vigilant. This is my guy.
But I'm gonna
he's
guess,
always staying frosty.
I'm going to guess sometimes he just sits down and doesn't worry about the exits at a restaurant
I bet he faces the door when he sits down in a restaurant or...
Yeah, my wife always gives me guff for that because I was a street cop first, and I always try and keep my back and look out the door and stuff. You don't lose that.
It's just second nature.
They build it into you. So.
Do you, when you're just walking around a mall, how many people like sort of grab your attention as like, well, that guy's scary or that guy could be up to no good? Does that happen often or not really?
Sometimes. I mean, I'm
like, what do you see? Like, what kind of behaviors jump out?
Yeah,
at
what's
you?
The tip off?
Like, if you see somebody, like sometimes I'll be honest, and this is unfair, but if I see someone kind of like mumbling to themselves or talking to themselves, like clearly they're disturbed.
Right.
They have some sort of.
Well, that's pretty a good tip-off. You see somebody who's acting crazy. I mean,
I mean, I feel bad for them because they obviously have something. But yeah. I feel like they're a little more vulnerable maybe to acting crazy, right?
The schizophrenics.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, maybe schizophrenics or whatever they are.
Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes you can't pick it out at all. And apparently, you know, sometimes it's very hard to see. But there are indicators we look for. But, you know, you try not to live
like that.
Like you're crazy
like
all the
time.
Like
you're terrified.
Because you don't want to get jaded.
Right. So you're not jaded.
I hope not.
Yeah. When you go to the mall, then you don't have one eye open at all times.
Well, a little bit. You can't walk around in the white, you know, with, right. Like totally unaware. You got to be aware of your surroundings.
Aren't we lucky that we haven't, like going to a football game or something, that one just hasn't exploded yet? Like, this is just shocking to me that that hasn't happened. Or that somebody
or like something in the metro or on a metro bus or...
Yeah.
Nothing like that has happened.
Like, why is that not happening? That's so easy.
Yeah, some of it, listen, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, apparently.
Because there's no way you could stop that.
No,
there's
lone wolves, it's really difficult to stop. That's why, you know, we always tell, I mean, it's a cliche now, but that it is the DHS motto, essentially, is that, you know, see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, we can't be everywhere. Law enforcement can't be everywhere. But if people are just aware of their surroundings and if you see something suspicious, let law enforcement, let security folks know about it. I mean, that's the bottom line with
how
that.
How much of your job is simply monitoring these idiots, like, online? And, like, were you guys just, I mean, they're just leaving electronic footprints all over the place.
That's done to a degree, but not for
not
us.
Not as much as you think?
We're in the criminal investigative side of the house, so really we have to have a reason to be looking at somebody's.
So someone who's done that tells you, and then you go from there.
Yeah, we get a tip from somebody. It could be just a concerned, you know, third party. It could be some, you know, criminal intelligence we've gotten. Hey, somebody's acting a little funky. Mm-hmm. You need to take a look at them. But, you know, we're a pure law enforcement agency. We're not an intelligence agency. So we're like basically federal detectives. We go after the transnational criminal work.
How much do you have to filter out tips from people who are just clearly crazy and things that are credible that are coming across your desk?
Listen,
on a daily basis?
Yeah, there's a lot of tips that come in that really don't have any meat to it. They're just people just see something and it's like, oh, okay, well then we get it. And we, you know, our tip line, they run it down and there's really nothing there. So there's a fair amount of that. And it takes a lot to go through that. It's a big resource.
But it's just because people are scared. Like they see someone who looks like so-called looks like a terrorist or something.
Yeah, there's some of
that.
Or some of that. Some people, you know, they have an axe to grind, so they're going to blow somebody in for something. So there's a little bit of that. Most of it's legitimate, but they just don't have all the facts. Right. And then when you actually you look at it and you're, there's really nothing there. Somebody's being a little too overzealous.
Right.
Do I need a panic room and or a gun? I'm being totally serious.
Well, we have the Second Amendment. You have a right to bear arms. You know, I'm not going to get into the politics with that, but absolutely. But no, I don't think you need a panic room.
I don't need a panic room.
I don't think
so. What would people use a panic room for? Like,
if there's
like if Kim Jong Un launches, that's not going to do you any good.
Nuclear fallout, zombie apocalypse, famine, and an EMP hits the country, and we lose all the electricity.
Maybe
you got all these scenarios worked out.
Well, if you're worried about something, maybe you need to have a garden. You need to grow your own food. Maybe you need to be a little more self-sustainable.
Well, you know,
totally
some people
they're
all worried now about artificial intelligence. You know, Elon Musk and the rest of them think that they're gonna be the rise of the machine soon. So you never know.
Well, yeah, I saw. Was that AI? Was AI the movie where they took over towards the end, where there was like an army?
Is that Tom Cruise? I think that's a blind spot in my movie
resume.
Yeah, I've
forgotten. Actually, that actually interests me to some extent because they are now creating computers and robots which can then learn.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they can then teach themselves and learn, the whole theory, the scared theory, the Elon Musk theory is, well, then they're going to teach themselves that they don't need humans, and they can make themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't know what the creations will do. Yeah, who knows?
All right, maybe we should do this. Should we open up the segment for callers? Maybe
sure.
They call and they have questions for our guy from Homeland
sure.
Security.
What are some of the topics that we can discuss, like specifically? You say you don't want to go specifically into Charlottesville, obviously, but what can we discuss? Arms deals? I just don't know how that goes down.
ISIS, international terrorist groups?
If people are interested in, what it takes to be a special agent, I can talk about that. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like SEAL training? Is it that difficult?
No, it's not.
Not that difficult,
no,
right?
That's really hard, yeah.
Right. All right, we'll flesh it out.
At least
out.
I'm told. I was in the Navy. I wasn't SEAL.
If people have questions, 800-636-1067. We have Patrick P.J. Lechleitner. Am I saying that correctly? Lechleitner.
You both got it right, which is pretty amazing.
Special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations, their D.C. offices, 800-636-1067. You have questions for him? I know Cakes and I have more. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.